You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
The Park City School District has signed a 13-page agreement with the Department of Education to address a string of harassment claims and a promise to make changes.
We get the brand new details this morning from KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
This coming after the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights says they've received 7 harassment complaints against the district in a 5-month span of 2023. KSL 5 reports a total of 180 reported student-on-student harassments involving race, anti-Semitism, or sex, and in some cases, the district did not handle them sufficiently. The agreement signed by the school district includes implementation of policies to track reports and responses, training for employees, students, and parents, and development of a standard form for reporting harassment. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Utahns are supporting anti-discrimination policies more than ever before. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the details.
Nationally, data from the Public Religion Research Institute shows public support for LGBTQ issues are slightly dipping, but not so in Utah. In 2023, a staggering 86% of Utahns said they support LGBTQ non-discrimination protections in housing, employment, and public accommodations. That's up from 81% the year before. Of all the red states in America, Utah is by far the most supportive. The report also shows that support among Latter-day Saints nationwide rose to a record high of 78%. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
Lake Powell is expected to get a boost from this year's spring runoff, but not nearly enough to get it out of dire straits. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with the details. Adam?
Amanda, for a little background, at this time last year, Lake Powell, before spring runoff, was sitting at a record low 22% full. That number almost doubled after last year's record snowpack, but now the reservoir isn't even a third full because of the typical downstream diversions. The National Weather Service's Colorado River Basin River Forecast Center released the projected increase for this year's spring runoff. They think by the time it's done, they think Lake Powell will sit just a bit under where it was last summer. While that's good news for Lake Powell that it's getting some kind of boost, that number is still not expected to reach the levels we were at before this drought began a few years ago. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Over 300 miles of Jeep trails will stay closed at Labyrinth Canyon near Moab, according to a state judge. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live with the details. Peter?
Tim, judges ruled against off-road advocacy groups who were pushing for an injunction to keep 317 closed miles of trail open. They will stay closed during ongoing litigation. We reported previously that the Bureau of Land Management had announced that the gates were coming down over the trails last September, but it still left about 812 miles open to off-roaders. Environmental groups like the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance called that decision back then a balanced one, and state leaders accused the Bureau of Land Management of federal overreach, while motorists said it's a setback for their freedom to use the parks. On top of it all, the legislature just passed a bill that will allow counties to, quote, disregard any attempted closure of a road without due process. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
A Pennsylvania man is behind bars accused of grooming a minor in Utah over the internet. KSL TV's Debbie Worthen is following the story.
Alyssa and Sheldon Williams still have a hard time believing what's happened since last summer. Their daughter had been sucked into a predator's web. They called police. Michelle Bush Upwall works with the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. She says parents need to be vigilant.
Upwall says a child who is a victim of grooming will often become more reclusive or distant.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Idaho police have identified the man who helped a prison inmate escape by shooting at officers. ABC's Alex Stone has the update for us this morning.
Boise police say they have now identified the man who ambushed Department of Corrections officers and helped break free prison inmate Skylar Meade. Both men are on the run. Their whereabouts are unknown. They're considered armed and dangerous. The other man now ID'd as Nicholas Umfenauer. There is a warrant out for his arrest. The two were in a 2020 gray Honda Civic. The officers who were shot and the prisoner escape are all recovering. Alex Stone, ABC News.
First look traffic, and here's Heather Kelly.
Well, we are still accident-free all across the Wasatch Front. No reports of accidents on city streets or major freeways. And the few cars that are out and about this early in the morning, they are all traveling at speed on I-15, the 201 freeway, and I-80 through Parley's Canyon. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
The investigation resumes this morning in American Fork to find out why a house exploded. Fire and Rescue Chief Brandon Bouchard says he's amazed by the damage.
As you can imagine, there was a lot of debris to dig through for firefighters. I honestly do not know how anyone survived what we are seeing here.
One woman did crawl out of the debris while another passed away. Dominion Energy workers were at the duplex doing maintenance work the day before, and they say they are fully cooperating in the investigation.
Are you ready to start your journey as a small business owner? Ready to start something bold? Something groundbreaking? Utah is the startup capital of the world, and we're setting a new global standard for innovation and entrepreneurship. So if you're thinking about starting a new business or looking to grow an existing business, this is where you'll find the resources to make it happen. Visit startup.utah.gov today and start something here.